Frank Zappa.
Joni Mitchell.
Neil Diamond.
Somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area.
The Mamas and the Papas.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-Hour Fitness.
The guard.
Captain Beefheart.
From the bird.
There are two men on the third floor of an nondescript apartment building with a very old greasy board. On the balcony.
Yes, again. Yes, indeed. We are once again out. Stop. That's
hit
what happens.
Button,
I'm trying to hit the button, but sometimes it just doesn't want to be hit. It sits there and goes, no, I won't be taken. You know, gets independent. Independent technology. That's like AI. I've got AI in front of me.
Do you really?
I do. I have AI right here in front of me.
Jesus.
Fix that right there. There we go.
All right. Let's start the show.
Hey. Hi, everybody. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony. We're Balcony Radio. And thanks for sitting with us.
Hello.
In your ears again.
Yes. On a hot
oh,
day.
Man, it's boiling outside.
Good heavens. California is just burning up.
Yeah. Just, oh, it was disgusting today. After about 11 a.m., indoors for me. It was an indoor day.
Uh-huh.
Just brutal. And I get here, I get to the studio, and Chloe the cat is just passed out
she's
on the
passed
floor.
Out, and she is right now. I've tried to keep the air conditioning going in there as best I can, but
still, it just doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. It really doesn't matter.
So let's combat that by doing something super cool today, Scott.
Oh, did you just do a segue?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, congratulations.
I know. Well, I learned it by watching you.
Uh-oh.
But let's do some radio, man.
All right. Radio is the call of the day.
What's the show?
Well, I think we've got some live music to attend to here. Ladies and gentlemen, it's From the Board, episode number 8?
I believe it's 8, yeah.
And
oh,
eight
man. I didn't
or 9 write. Or something Wait, like that?
I didn't even write it down.
I believe it's 8. It's an episode number 8, yes.
Yes, this is 8.
And we are taking some live music from one of the greatest festival shows of all time, the 1969 Woodstock show in upstate New York.
That's right.
And it went on for 3 days, and I guess they think it went on for 3 days. Most of the people who are the participants can't seem to remember any of it. But
well, about
be that
5
as
million
I mean,
people will say
but
that
there is, seems to be a record of it, and a lot of it is recorded on film and audio, and that's our explorations today. That
made
is
a
what
great movie.
We're going to do all of Woodstock today on From the Board.
That's right. We're going to do performances from the Woodstock Music and Art Festival that took place in August 1969.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should tell them a little bit of why we're doing this. So I told you this story. Yeah. And I just told it to Bill, who was hanging out with us before the show,
uh-huh.
that the other day I was watching, I think it's called Palladia, the concert channel, the music channel on cable.
Okay.
And they were showing the Woodstock movie, which I have not literally seen since I was maybe 15 or 16. I haven't seen it since I was a teenager.
Wow.
And so I was watching it, and I turned it on, and The Who was playing, and it's that the end. I caught like about the last 7 or 8 minutes of their set, which is them doing the "We're not going to take it" thing from Tommy, and it's fucking amazing. It's really amazing. They're so good.
They were an amazing, amazing band.
But they're like at the top of their powers, and they're in such fucking rock star mode too. They just look rock stars,
definitely.
And they're playing this bitchin' song, and I'm watching it, and it's kicking ass. And I'm lying on the couch because it's really hot. It was like Saturday, and today's what? Today's Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Okay. Yes. So it was like last Saturday, and I'm just lying there watching it on the couch, enjoying the air conditioning, and my daughter walks in, who's about to turn 4, and she just doesn't say anything. She's holding her drink and just goes and sits down without saying anything and just watches like 30 minutes of the Woodstock movie with me.
All right.
And I was like, all right.
Right on. She's heard it before, probably.
Well, yeah. Yes. in the womb, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly.
But I was very impressed with my kid for sitting down for
all
The
right.
Who and for Sha Na Na.
Right.
And,
she loves Sha Na Na.
Unfortunately, yeah, she really enjoyed the Sha Na Na. It was kind of a bummer.
That's funny, man. That is really funny.
I was impressed with her. I was like, all right, you're sitting down for The Who.
Very cool, man.
Big ups for you.
Right on.
So it just proves that some music, it just kicks ass, and everyone can understand that it kicks ass.
It spans the generations. It doesn't matter how old you are. You
but some music is good enough for everyone to get that it's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Like The Who in 1969, everyone's on board with that shit. They were really good.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to try and experience what your little girl experienced in sitting down
tripping
and watching
balls
Woodstock.
at Woodstock.
Right, exactly.
Yeah,
so we're gonna lots of video here.
Let's do it. We got a bunch of video performances that we pulled from the internet, and they're all from the Woodstock concert film and archives. I guess that's what it is.
Yes, there's a few extra tracks.
Yeah, there's a few of these performances weren't in the movies. Most of them were, and we're gonna take you through the Woodstock festival and do it in order of how they hit the stage, which is pretty cool. So one of the first people to do so was Richie Havens.
Oh, yes.
And if I remember the story, he played for a really long time.
2.5 hours.
Like 2.5 hours, yeah, because no one else was ready to go.
Yeah, right, exactly. And they had to fill some time.
And they had to fill time. And the coolest thing that he did in his entire lifetime is something that we're about to watch.
Right
he
on.
Was totally out of songs to play because he'd played everything he knew and still had to fill time. And so he just made something up on the spot. And this is it.
Guitar mic, please. Guitar mic. Freedom, 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 freedom. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. A long way from my home, yeah, yeah, singing freedom, 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 freedom. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Sometimes I feel like I'm almost gone. Yeah, long, long, long. Clap your hands, 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 yeah, clap your hands. Hey, 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 yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. I got a telephone. And I can call him up from my heart. I got a telephone in my pajama. And I can call him up from my heart. When I need my brother, brother. When I need my father, father. Hey, mother, mother. Hey, sister. Yeah. When I need my brother, brother. Hey. Mother,
Mighty Haven.
Hello to all friends of the draft resistance revolution in America. Good evening. I hope it stops raining. One thing about the draft resistance that's different from other movements and revolutions in this country is that we have no enemies. And it's one of the beautiful things about it. And to show that our hearts are in the right place, we'd sing a song for the governor of California, Ronald Reagan. Zap. He's a drugstore truck driving man, and he's the head of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer comes rolling around, we'll be lucky to get out of town. He's been like a father to me. He's like the only DJ you can hear after three. And I'm an all-night singer in a country band. And if he don't like me, he don't understand.
He's a drugstore truck driving man. He's the head of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer comes rolling around, we'll be lucky to get out of town.
He's got him a house on the hill, and he can play country records till you've had your fill. And he's a lawman's friend, he's an all-night DJ. Sure don't think much like the records he plays.
He's a drugstore truck driving man. He's the head of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer comes rolling around, we'll be lucky to get out of town.
He don't like resistance, I know. And he said it last night on a big TV show. Got him a medal that he won in the war. Weighs 500 pounds and it sleeps by the door.
He's a drugstore truck driving man. He's the head of the Ku Klux Klan. When summer comes rolling around, we'll be lucky to get out of town. We'll be lucky to get out of town.
Well, come on, all of you big, strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, wonder why we're all gonna die. Now come on, Wall Street, don't be slow. Why, man, this is war, a go-go. There's plenty good money to be made supplying the army wheels of the trade. Just open David, if they drop the bomb, we're dropping on the Viet Cong. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, ain't no time to wonder why we're all gonna die. Now come on, generals, let's move fast. Your big chance is here at last. Now you can go out and get those reds, cause the only good commie is one that's dead. And you know that peace can only be won when you're blowing them all the kingdom comes. Sing it! One, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask now, don't give a damn. Louder! Vietnam. People, I don't know how you expect to ever stop the war if you can't sing any better than that. There's about 300,000 of you fuckers out there. I want you to start singing. Come on. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for?
Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gates. Well, I ain't no time to wonder why. I'm gonna die. Now come on, mother, it's about the land. Pack your boys off to Vietnam. Come on, fathers, don't hesitate. And send your sons off before it's too late. Be the first one on your block. Now your boy can hold in the box.
All right!
1, 2, 3.
No, Carlos, thank you, man.
Yeah, right on, man. Really very good. Cool. Carlos Santana and Santana.
And
evil ways.
Yes. Mm. You could tell watching that video around the time where Carlos's LSD kicks in. So he just makes a face. It's like, oh, yeah. It's like, you're flying now. You're flying now, buddy.
Got to rush here. Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Such an awesome performance.
That was an amazing performance. And a few of the tracks from the Santana performance have come out on a couple of his CDs. And
yeah, they show up, actually, I think it's Soul Sacrifice especially, which is the one that's in the movie, and it's one of the highlights of the movie.
Yeah, there's a couple of other ones, too, like that one, and there's one other song that I can't think of the name of.
Well, they've actually...
That is on, I think the first Santana record.
Actually, I think they've released Santana's set at Woodstock as a record now, as a CD.
The entire set, really?
I think they have. They've done it with several other artists. They did it with Jimmy and Janis.
Huh?
And I think they did it with Santana, but I'm not totally sure, but I'm almost certain they did, because he put on a pretty blistering set.
Sure did,
they play for 45 minutes, and it's a CD.
And they were a great band, and they had...
At the time, yeah.
I think that all three of their first three records were out at the time.
Yeah, you're right about that. I think they're up to Abraxas by then, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that.
They already had been around for a couple of years, and they fucking kick ass. It's such a good performance.
Evil Ways. I think that's on a practice.
It jams. I mean, you and I almost danced.
Yeah, no.
Almost danced.
We were bopping. I liked it.
All right. What did we play?
We started with Mr. Richie Havens, the late, the great Richie Havens, who died in 2013, and the tail end of his two and a half hour epic set, him and his percussionists there backing him up, and another guitarist, and as he walks off, if you've ever seen the video of that, he's just drenched in sweat. It's just amazing. Anyway, Freedom was the name of the track, and Motherless Child was sort of interpolated in there as well. And then Joan Baez and Jeff Shurtleff, Jeff Shurtleff, who was her husband at the time, singing Truck Driving Man, Drugstore Truck Driving Man. A song that the Birds did. Was that written by...
It's Roger McGuinn.
Roger McGuinn, yes.
Yeah, that was on Sweetheart of the Rodeo.
Yes, indeed. And then Country Joe and the Fish doing their inimitable Fish Cheer and the Vietnam song,
the
1, 2, 3. The Fixin' to Die Rag, as it's called.
That's right. The video was just called that. I don't know why I wrote it down. Yeah, the Fixin' to Die Rag.
Yes. And then Santana finished things up there with a very cool version of Evil Ways.
Yeah.
All right,
which
man.
You'll still hear on the radio pretty much every day, but
every
that's all right.
Every day of your life.
That's all right.
It still goes on and on and on, which is fine. You know, I never really to get sick of Santana. You know, I'd rather listen to that than Layla. You know,
at this point, or Steely Dan or Fleetwood Mac.
Any number of songs that get played.
Yeah, when they play
far
Santana, it's always
often.
Pretty groovy.
It is. It is also always very groovy.
All right.
Are you queuing
this baby up?
Yeah, actually, I just wanted to kind of
I see what you're doing there.
Moving past this.
Look at that.
So it was nice to see the Ringo ad there.
Yes, it was. All right. Are you ready? You got it all queued up there?
I think we're all set to go.
The volume is prepared.
Okay. Maybe I can just move that up just a
scotion. All right. So let me introduce this song.
Please.
So when you think about hippies, there are a few songs that come to mind, and one of them is like For What It's Worth by Buffalo Springfield, or Incense and Peppermints, which the Simpsons always uses whenever there's a hippie on the show. They'll use Incense
That's
and
right,
Peppermints.
They do.
Or, which always makes me laugh. Or like Donovan, Wear Your Love Like Heaven. That's a big hippie song.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's one other song that I always think about when I think hippies, and it's this one by Canned Heat. Here it is, Going Up the Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, Canned Heat. Thank you.
I can't stay here long now, 'cause I'm tired of the way I've been dogged around.
Ladies and gentlemen, to begin, you please greet very warmly with us, Mountain.
The best music is on.
Try and do it without laughing.
The Balcony.
Well, it's back, we're in for nasty weather. One eye is taken for an eye. Well, don't go around tonight, well, it's bound to take your life. Well, the bad moon on the rise. Don't come around tonight, well, it's bound to take your life.
Yeah, all right. Janis Joplin.
That was her again proving she's like the coolest person ever, right?
Very cool. I can't just turn you loose. That
just
one.
Sits back and just lets that dude sing the song, and she's like really digging it.
And she's just dancing around shaking her ass.
Man. Awesome video.
Very cool. Very cool. Oh, Janis. Oh,
let
well.
Let me read it then.
Yes, time. Yes. Go right ahead.
So we started with Canned Heat doing Going Up the Country. Do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
And then Mountain featuring one of the best frontmen ever, Leslie West, Beside the Sea. He's really tremendous. He's playing the lead guitar and doing all the singing, and he's just a large man. And
oh yes,
could do everything. He really could. He could write. He could sing. He could play like a motherfucker. It's just they should have been way bigger stars than they were.
Mm-hmm.
And then Creedence Clearwater Revival doing Bad Moon Rising, and then we finished up there with Janis Joplin. And who was the dude? I don't know
what his name was.
Somebody in the band.
Yes,
Janis Joplin doing Can't Turn You Loose, which is an old blues number. I forgot who did the original one. It's an old Chicago song.
Yes, I know that. Yes, that goes back quite a ways, I think.
Yeah, to like the 30s or something. It's one of those really old blues songs.
You want to do the plugs right now?
It's your turn, right?
I guess we'll do them. I'll do them real quick here.
Yeah, do it.
All right.
Hey, mute me, man. I don't want to.
Okay, you are muted. So there. Ladies and gentlemen, a couple of quick things. First off, the email address is balconyradio@gmail.com, and send your comments, criticisms, requests, suggestions for the 101 series and so forth to that email address, balconyradio@gmail.com, and we shall reply in earnest. And also at the website, at balconyradio.com, there is a contact button.
We will be very stalwart.
We'll be stalwart, yeah. Yes. Okay, so, and also at the website, balconyradio.com, there is a contact link that you can click on, and it'll get to us just the same. So, balconyradio@gmail.com or at balconyradio.com, click the contact button, and a whole lot of other things to do there at balconyradio.com, such as listening to our 24-hour stream, which runs when the heat is not so bad. It's been kind of hot for a day or so we've kind of had the computer down, so to kind of save a little energy and keep the things cool in here. But most of the time, and guaranteed, we run it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Monday through Saturday, we play just about everything, well, everything that we have in our collection, which is about 45,000 songs, something like that. And that comes up. Whatever comes up Monday through Saturday, that's what you get. But on Sundays, we kind of narrow things down, and we get to listen to some jazz on Sunday for 24 hours, which is very cool. Something to go along with your Sunday activities, reading the whatever times and this magazine or that magazine or online garbage that you happen to be into. You can listen to us as well.
Reddit.
There you go. So all that stuff. So there's the... there's that. So you can find that in the stream. That's what I was talking about. Lost my train of consciousness there.
Huffington Post,
all that stuff. So that is in the stream right there at balconyradio.com. And, of course, you can subscribe to our twice-weekly updates right there at the RSS feed. You get our shows, which we drop on Sundays and Thursdays, like this show right here, which we've dropped on this particular Sunday night that you happen to be getting this show. And on Wednesdays, we drop the 101 series. On Sundays, we drop all kinds of other shows, too, besides this show, From the Board, which is our live show. We drop also our country show, which is Blue Highway. We drop our freeform show, which is The Free Space. And we drop our Rolling Stones show, which is Have the Rolling Stones Killed, and all kinds of other stuff. We have a psych show, which we call This Pill Makes You Small, and all kinds of great stuff. So those get dropped on Sunday nights. And then on Wednesdays, like I say, we drop the 101 series, which are musical explorations and topics in music and so forth. So whatever topic we happen to latch on to, we explore it in a song-like fashion, in a musical fashion. Yes, as opposed to, you know, well, I don't know. So anyway, that's on Wednesday nights, and that's the 101 series. So when you subscribe to the RSS feed, and there are plenty of instructions on how to do that there, just click the great big orange button that's right there on the front page, and it'll tell you how to do it. Oh, and by the way, our radio stream can be listened to with four different media players. We have not only our Shoutcast stream, but we have another one that we have three other ones as well. So whatever suits your purpose there, you can listen to us whatever media player suits your needs. And
put us on your Zune.
On your Zune, man.
That's right.
You can Zune
on your Walkman.
Man. Goodbye. So I'll just finish this up here real quick, and you can also listen to all of our past episodes, which we have lodged and stored and hibernating nicely there on the website. And you can listen to all of the past shows that we have done here. They are nicely lodged. And you can also see here. You can also click the donate button if you wish. You can drop a couple of dimes in the hat and help us out here and give us a little help. There's also an Amazon button that you can click on. If you want to do a little shopping on Amazon, just click on that, and then we get a little boost from that as well. So you don't have to even worry about that. So, and also you can friend us at Facebook, which is Balcony Radio FM, and you can get our updates. You know, when we put a show up on balconyradio.com, we notify you on Facebook, and we also put all kinds of music-related stuff on Facebook as well. So, Balcony Radio FM, and you can just really hang out with us, man, and be like our friend. Click the friend button. Be like, hey, like more. We need more friends. We always need more friends. So. That's always fun, you know, a little validation, it really helps, man. So thanks a lot for that. And, well, I think it's time to get back to some more live music here. And we're going to really kick it into gear now. Yeah,
this is the highlight of the weekend, right?
Oh, yes, it is. It's Sly and the Family Stone taking you higher and higher.
fast, son, you gotta work a lane. Sometimes I want it, I'm a cold dude. Ain't no cure for the summertime.
you volunteers of America, volunteers of America, volunteers of America, volunteers of America.
Yes, yes. Well, good afternoon. And it's, I know all about that. Yeah, it's great to see you. All right, here's a balladeering song for you, the people, in your own way. This is just about explains the whole situation. It's called Something's Coming On. I don't know what it is, but it's getting stronger.
I suppose. One, two, three, four.
Before I get a timber with me. Boy, I'm so down.
Something's coming on.
Oh, it certainly is, man.
Great song.
Joe Cocker and his great band, and Something's Coming On. That was one of the performances that that you don't hear all that often off the Woodstock
stuff. No, not at all. And his performances at Woodstock is really what broke him in America. Mm-hmm. And it's that performance of With a Little Help from My Friends in the movie that just put him into kind of superstar status for a bit in the early 70s.
Mm-hmm. You cover a Beatles song of any kind, man, you got
when you reinvent it and make it better,
right, exactly.
And it's a Beatles song, right. That's like the only time that's ever happened. Right?
It's like, wow, what are they doing with that song, man?
They just made it super amazing, and it's sort of like the anthem of the 60s because of the Wonder Years, and like everyone equates that song with the 60s now.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess that would be true. It's
And the performance in the movie is just is fucking astonishing. The way he sings it and just the whole thing. The band is amazing.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
And we couldn't play that. That's overplayed. So we played that other. What was it called? Something's Coming On. Great song, man. Yeah, I never heard that one until we found that video.
No, he's an amazing. I haven't heard that either. So it's amazing. It shows you just how much of a great singer he is.
He really is. He's an awesome singer. And we were talking before the show. That's his performance at Woodstock is before. Mad Dogs and Englishmen, right?
That is correct.
Is that 70 or 71?
72?
It's that late, really?
Yes.
Okay. So that's really when he becomes kind of a big star in America. And the Woodstock movie doesn't come out until 71 or 2, right? It took a while.
Yeah, it came out about a year after.
Was it that soon? I thought it was more than that. I guess you're right. It was 1970.
Yeah, and
such a good movie.
Oh, yes.
It's really great.
Oh, yes. Sit through it all, man. It's truly important.
It really is worth your 3 hours' time. It really is.
3 plus, actually. Yes.
I think there is a newer version they put on DVD that has more stuff that's
yes,
3 plus.
Does.
And really, the more stuff is just a couple more songs and more talking to hippies. And the talking to hippies part is a real drag because it's a lot of really pretty, druggy white people saying man and dude a lot. And you could just tell, like, yeah, all right, just... You right now, you're a soccer mom. You run a hedge fund.
That's right, exactly. That's right. And you're my insurance salesman.
Yeah, yeah, you're Scott's uncle.
That's right.
You're my dad.
Oh man.
So it's it's still an awesome movie. And what we really recommend is the soundtrack. The soundtrack to the Woodstock movie is insanely great. It's just fuck
music beyond words.
It really is. It was like a triple record, right?
The original one was triple, yeah. The second one was a double. So five records of amazing.
And if you go to Amazon, there is the new version that has all five discs in one box, and whatever it costs, just fucking buy it. Even if it's used, don't just whatever, just buy it. It's really great.
Yes, worth the purchase.
Oh, it's more than worth the purchase. And let's
do more
back to it.
Yeah, man.
Did we read off the songs?
No, we did not, man. I think since you've distracted gone off the track here, you have to.
All right, so we started with Sly and the Family Stone doing Higher and Higher and Higher and Higher and Higher. Maybe a little higher. And then The Who did Summertime Blues. We just heard the moment where The Who invented punk rock, I believe.
Yeah, right, exactly.
They kind of do. And then Jefferson Airplane doing a groovy version of Volunteers. And that was the morning of the last day, I believe. That's how the day started, with the airplane going on at like 8 in the morning, which is ridiculous. And then Joe Cocker doing Something's Coming On.
Right on, man. Okie dokie. So where we got the last set of the show here? Is this the last set? Yeah, it sure is.
I believe it is. And we're going to hear some serious shit here.
We're going to have a couple of rarities in this one.
Yeah.
This whole set is rarities, except for the last one. But this is...
The last clip, the last song is one of the ones from the movie. Actually, the last two of them are from the movie, right? Because we're doing 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, we're doing 5 songs in the set.
Actually, one of those is coming out.
Yeah, no, wait, what? The band, anyway, wait, 1, 2, 3, 4. No, it's 5.
One of these is coming
out.
Yeah, I
know,
but skipping one of those.
Yeah, but if you count it from the top.
1, 2, 3, 4. And then Butterfields. Oh, you're right. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
I know. We messed up the counting.
Oh, my goodness.
But all of these are really great.
Okay.
And two stoners can do that.
No.
Liberal arts degrees here, buddy.
Okay.
These are really great, great performances, and not really as famous as other ones from Woodstock. The first one we're going to start out with is The Band at Woodstock, and I think they were one of the acts. Who's the other one? The Grateful Dead and CCR. who are kind of not iffy very
on their performances.
Yeah, they didn't like how they sounded, and the instruments were going out of tune because it was super hot and muggy. Mm. And I think they didn't like the sound system because the PA was bullshit. It was just it was rigged by hippies. It was really
it's really bad.
And so and they're kind of clunky in a couple of performances. So we're gonna kind of stay away from those, but find some highlights from the muck as we normally do. So let's start it out with the band doing The Wait.
I pulled in the Navarone. I was feeling about half past dead. I just need to find some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where the man I found in bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. It's just old Luke and Luke's waiting on a judgment day. Well, Luke, my friend, what about young Italy? He said, do me a favor, son, won't you stay and keep Miss Annalee company? I said, wait a minute, Chester, you know, I'm a peaceful man. He said, that's okay, boy, won't you be Chester whenever you can.
I want you to take a load off.
Yeah.
like a damn one, rather than that.
Please welcome with us Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Sunday, you're good for me. Like honey, darling, yeah, I know you're sweet to me. Each passing day brings us much closer together. The love you give me, darling, just gets better and better. That's why my love for you keep on growing more and more all the time. Like a ship that's drifting, baby, you're apart from me. Like an old man time, you control my destiny. If from my life you ever decide to go, it would destroy in a second what took a lifetime to mold. That's why my love for you keep on growing more and more all the time. I'm ready to pay, yeah, my dues for loving you. Oh, loving you too much, woman, you know I stand accused. More and more all the time. More and more, yeah. Take on home,
bottom end on the guitar, please.
Remember what we've said and done and felt about each other.
Oh, babe, have mercy.
Don't let the past remind us of what we are not now.
I'm not dreaming.
Yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
You make it
hard.
sail away from me now. You are free, and I am crying. This does not mean I don't love you. I do, that's forever, baby. Yes, and for always, I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard. Something inside is telling me that I've got your secret. Are you still listening? Fear is the lock and laughter the key to your heart. Yes, and I love you. I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are. You make it hard, hard. And you make it hard. And you make it hard. What have you got to lose? Tuesday morning, please be gone, I'm tired of you. What have you got to lose? Tell it like it is.
Tell it to me, I'm sorry.
Listen to me, baby. It's my heart. It's that's what I do.
Wow, that was great.
That was just beautiful. Paul Butterfield Blues Band and killing it, and everything's going to be all right.
That's right. That's what the hippies.
That technology up over here.
That's what the hippies woke up to on Sunday morning of the last day of the Woodstock, was Paul Butterfield playing too goddamn loud.
Wow.
And they were great.
Yeah, they were. And Mike Bloomfield on guitar there.
Yes,
man.
wailing away.
Very, very cool.
All right. Hey, why don't you read it this time? Here
you
go.
Well, I don't mind if I do.
You do that, I do this.
Okay, you go do whatever you want to do over there. Oh, that. So anyway, they got the fan up too. There's too much wind in here. You might have to get out of the chair or something. We started out with the band doing a song from their set there, and you know, it was that's one that should have had more exposure, because they put on a pretty good show. I've heard that set, and it's actually pretty good.
It's not the best compared to other things that they've done, like Rock of Ages or stuff like that, but they're a little raggedy, but they're still good.
They're still playing pretty good, man.
I don't think they were content with it, because they were really, you know, kind of, they were really perfectionists.
Yeah, I guess so. And
they were at their peak at the time. Like, Big Pink had just come out, and Stage Fright was on the way. Like,
they didn't need to be there.
They probably felt that the performance was beneath them at the time, because they were hot shit at the moment. Like, they really were. Like,
yeah. I guess that would be true. I guess, well, maybe.
Of all the bands in the late 60s, they're probably the best, if you think about musicianship, guys that can play. Like, every guy in their band is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, yes, that's for sure. Everybody has lead qualities.
Yeah, I can't think of pound for pound anyone who measures up to them.
Yes. No, well, the Grateful Dead, who are
Grateful
also...
Grateful Dead are pretty close. That's what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, who are also
of,
on that
because of
set.
Phil and Jerry and
they're all
and Weir.
Outstanding musicians.
Yeah,
there's
like three or four frontmen in their band, too. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing.
Yeah. So the band was doing The Wait. They lived right up the street, so they probably just walked over and said, you know, can we play?
They thumbed a ride, right?
Yeah, they thumbed a ride down. And then we had the great Johnny Winter right after that, and Mean Town Blues, and oh my God, that was just too burning for words, man. Talk about blue hot, just burning mean blues. Oh, dun, 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 dun. I could just hear it burning in the back of my head. Johnny Winter, that was another one of those rare tracks that you don't hear too often. And then Blood, Sweat, and Tears, and the only track that was actually shot on video for them, More and More. Story of that is quite interesting. You want to tell that story?
Oh, yeah. We just learned that tonight, looking up the Woodstock story. So Blood, Sweat, and Tears at the time, in 69, they were a huge band. They were really big. They had already done Spinning Wheel. And what was the other...
Lucretia McEvil.
Yeah, no, the other big single, Woman... Is that when they did Man is the Child or whatever?
Yes, that's right. They did a version. They did a version of God Bless the Child.
Yeah. But they were just really big at the time. And so when they hit the stage, their manager cut the video feed of the documentarians working filming the performance, because they hadn't been paid yet. And so there's only one song that was videotaped of theirs, and it was that one. And it's a pretty groovy performance.
Yeah.
It's really great. I mean, they're awesome.
Yeah, David Clayton Thomas is a great, great singer, man.
Yeah, totally. And they just sound really good. It's a bummer that the rest of the set wasn't captured. And I've never read anything about how their set went. I guess it was just another gig for them.
Yeah, another. Yeah, I guess. But
that song was really great.
It must have been just, you know, 45, 50 minutes of just killer.
They didn't embarrass themselves. We didn't hear about them being bad.
No, so, that's right. Exactly. Nobody fell off the stage in a stone stupor.
Nobody ate the brown acid. I guess.
It was fine.
Yeah.
And that performance was just great.
It was really awesome.
More and More, the name of the track. And then the great Crosby, Stills, and Nash in trio form on this particular track. And Sweet Judy Blue Eyes, showing you why they were just amazing, why they still are amazing, and just kicking ass.
Yes, still is a word we can use with them.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing in itself.
And one of the few acts that played both Woodstocks also.
True enough. Yeah, that's right.
I don't count the 99 one. There's Woodstock in 69, there's one in 94. The one in 99 is the Limp Bizkit one with the
riots.
There was another
performance. There was a 20th anniversary. There was a 10th anniversary.
There was the one in 79?
or something like that. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Or something along those
lines. I know
lines.
That they called the one in 94 Woodstock 2 officially. And we should probably do a show for that because there's some good stuff in that.
And it have Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Yeah, well, we will. They do Sweet Judy Blue Eyes again.
That's right. Oh, didn't we hear that before? It's the same performance. Yeah.
Oh, there was one hippie in the stage who's like, "You guys played this last time, man."
That's right. What's the matter, man? Don't you know anything else?
Play Sailing On.
That's right.
Play something you did in the 70s.
And Paul Butterfield Blues Music Band finishing Music out there, joke. Yes. Finishing out there with Everything's Gonna Be All Right.
That's awesome.
Burning Blues. Lots of Burning Blues at
Yeah,
Woodstock.
There was the Woodstock cool, ended man. With a lot of blues, which is kind of groovy. Like Saturday night into Sunday morning was pretty bluesy. And then it ends with Jimmy, who's basically a blues artist masquerading as a rock guy.
He was on Monday morning or something like that?
I think isn't it Sunday morning? Or you're right, it's Monday morning. They woke up to Paul Butterfield, and then Jimmy played, and then they had to split.
Was that it?
I believe that's how it went.
All right.
Because it's... No, is it Friday that Richie Havens started or Saturday? I don't remember.
I don't remember, actually.
I think it's Friday to Sunday.
I think Jimmy's playing Monday morning, actually.
Is it Monday morning? I thought it was Sunday morning. You've got to look that up.
We will.
Yeah, after the show.
After the
people
show.
Will just have
after
to do
we
it
listen
themselves.
To Jimi Hendrix end this show, this episode of From the Board, episode number 8. My name is Scott.
I'm Anthony, and we're Balcony Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us and a bunch of dirty hippies, about 300,000 of those fuckers.
Yeah, man, who just don't want to sing because they're too loaded.
And the other thing is they don't want to do is leave.
No.
They're not leaving.
The walkout is
I wonder how many wound up squatting there for a while. I bet some hippies stayed for like weeks.
Maybe it's kind of.
Yeah, they did.
They finally walked out of there a week
Max
later.
Yazger was kicking people off his land.
When the acid finally started coming down. When they
3 days later.
3 days later, you know, when they started sobering up.
Show's over, man.
Why am I living in this field here?
Yeah. The Great Gazoo said the show would never end, man.
I mean, we got to believe the Great Gazoo. Great because it was always right.
Okay, so this is Jimmy's performance from the movie Woodstock, which is really, really groovy, and one of the other highlights of the movie. Well, actually, they show him doing the Star Spangled Banner and the song, and it's a really famous part of the film. And
I think this is the walkout when everybody's walking.
Yeah, this
place.
Is the walkout when he's really jamming, and it's just hot shit. You're just going to like this. You want to introduce it?
It's a Villanova Junction.
Get out.
See ya.
Frank Zappa.
Joni Mitchell.
Neil Diamond.
Somewhere in the greater Los Angeles area.
The Mamas and the Papas.
The Buffalo Springfield.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Just around the corner from the 24-Hour Fitness.
The Guard.
Timothy Hart.
From the Birds.
There are two men on the third floor of a nondescript apartment building with a very old mixing board.